All right, good morning. We're going to rather amazingly switch gears here and switch to nematode succession in vertebrate decomposition environments. Many of you may have seen a study recently that was published in Ecology. It was actually picked up and given some very popular press by National Geographic. This particular study, while unfortunately not ours, dealt with the ecological impact on mass mortality events, and what they did was they decomposed some 6,000 pounds of pigs. And what they wanted to do was they wanted to see what the effect on the local ecology was going to be. And one of the comments that they made was that the effects for this were not only profound, but would be lasting for several years. While that particular experiment constituted an extreme case of environmental disturbance, overall these types of experiments are designed to highlight the effects of vertebrate decomposition on local soil ecology. The takeaway here is that compared to decaying plant resources, vertebrate resources constitute very high-quality nutrient enrichment input, and in fact the carbon to nitrogen ratio for vertebrate sources tends to be about 10, whereas many times in agricultural resources they average out at about 15 and very often are upwards of 20. Vertebrate nutrient enrichment has been shown to impact soil chemistry. It also impacts soil microbial diversity. This impact has been shown to change over time and, in fact, can persist for considerable time periods and, in certain cases, up to several years. The objective of our particular study is to take this yet a step further and examine how these changes affect the soil food web by studying population dynamics in soil nematodes. Nematodes comprise some 4 out of 5 of all multicellular soil microfauna. They function as indicator organisms of soil nutrient status. Soil nematodes are very conveniently classified by their food requirements. They have bacterial feeders, fungal feeders, predators, and omnivores. The predators in this particular case are of other nematodes. We are not associating with other types of predators that cause disease. Each of these has very distinct morphological features, as can be seen from the top of the slide. They are also classified by generation time and number of progeny within each individual trophic class, and so they do follow a type of modified RK selection. Taken together, these characteristics can tease apart nematode succession in the soils as the various trophic groups change based upon resource availability. Our experimental design was to allow beaver carcasses to decompose on surface soils and to collect nematodes in 25-centimeter cores as well as the top half-centimeter surface interface directly touching the beavers themselves. The heat map on the right-hand side illustrates the population shifts by decomposition stage and trophic group. And when we looked at the interface samples, when you compare interface on the left to the core samples on the right, you will see that the interface samples actually constitute a more dynamic environment. And so we found out that while core sampling is the traditional, usually associated with nematology, we found out that the interface sampling was actually far more diagnostic as to what was going on. When you looked at the core samples, while you would see the exact same phenomenon, it was rather strongly attenuated. And when you look at the overall successional pattern, you will find out that the bacterial feeders are the ones that come in first. They come in very high quantity, proliferate, and then quickly go away. And those are followed then by the fungal feeders, which in some cases will actually stay fairly consistently through the process. In the case of the interface samples, they actually dip below detection, which is very unusual. Later, the predators then will come back once the system has actually started to reset itself somewhat. To summarize, the graph above shows the nematode succession in terms of enrichment and structure indices associated with soil cores taken from underneath our carcass samples. It shows very distinct community composition response to bacterial and nitrogen enrichment over decomposition stages. This is shown on the vertical axis. Notice that all controls and initial communities in white and gray begin in the middle, which represents a very mature and active fungal channel. This is considered a very stable soil. As decomposition proceeds, these taxa move up the enrichment index into the bacterial channel at the top of the graph, which is considered a very highly disturbed and highly enriched environment. Our most recent data, the dark circles, show communities beginning to reset to the pre-decomposition state and dropping back toward the center line. The implications of this kind of research are considerable. At first, it's possible to track nutrient flow through both soil and through the microfauna. It's also possible to determine time necessary for soil to reset after the event of this nature. And finally, this has implications for other fields, not only in agriculture. This also has extreme possibility for forensic science for determining the postmortem. Thank you very much.